Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Dr. Walker, you hear that? We're on Blog Talk Radio.
I hear that. What a day.
What a day. And this is Friday, I think it is, February the 12th.
February 12th.
Coming up on a loving day there, Doc.
That's right. You know what this year is?
What is this year?
This is
2016. Did you all hear me? I almost didn't know what year it was. That's how hard we worked, Doc.
We just want to welcome everybody out there to
once again
hear and join us in Blog Talk.
Yes.
And Blog Talk brought to you by the Fulton Atlanta Community Action Authority. One more time, the Fulton Atlanta Community Action Authority. Now, we have two locations that are critical for people who want to reach out and touch Fulton Atlanta Community Action. One is the Corporate and Training Office at 1690 Chantilla Drive Northeast, here in Atlanta, and the second one is the Community Resource and Training Center, which is 341 Kelly Street Southeast in Atlanta, Georgia.
Absolutely.
Either of those locations, you'll find a place where you can get assistance and help and support. And we urge you to reach out to FACA, and if FACA can be of some help to you, if FACA can in some way make life better for you, I urge you to reach out and touch the Fulton Atlanta Community Action Authority. Is that right, Dr. Dorsey?
Yes, sir. I thank you for that introduction, Dr. Walker, because we are a part of a community action network that exists throughout the United States. So if you're listening to us and Atlanta, Georgia is not your home, all you have to do is go on your computer, call the operator and say, I'm looking for community action in my zip code. And guess what? You just might be able to find somebody like us.
Absolutely. And we'll help you find us.
That's right.
Because if there's some need you have.
That's right.
If it's a legitimate need, we want to be sure
that. A legitimate need,
Doc? Yes, we want to be sure that we can help you meet that legitimate need.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
And, you know, we are certainly involved in what we call CSBG programs.
Yes.
That's something that will help people who have real needs.
Yes, sir.
It may be hunger.
Yes.
It may be that you're homeless. It may be that you just need some help and some assistance.
Right.
And the Fulton Atlanta Community Action Authority is available to help you if you are a legitimate person in need.
Right.
That's why we're here. And CSBG has been around for a good while. As a matter of fact, FACA was started in 1991.
That's right.
1991 is when it was formed, and Dr. Dorsey came here as its leader during that year. Now, it took a while for things to get organized and mobilized so that she could really reach out and have the kind of touch that folk needed.
That's right.
But she stayed in there. She put together a team of individuals. And that team of individuals is somehow now reaching out just thousands of people.
Yes.
Matter of fact, 343,000 low-income individuals in the state of Georgia are being
in this current time.
That's right. And not only will they try to be sure that your needs are met, they'll be sure that you help to meet your needs.
That's right.
You don't just rely on others to do things for you, but you engage with them, become partners with them in terms of meeting your own needs.
Yes.
And believe me, you feel better when you can help others meet the needs that you have.
So, you know, we can do some of that through volunteerism and things that help people feel like they're gaining some experience for jobs that are being created. You know,
right.
In Atlanta area, jobs are being created because the geography of Atlanta is expanding.
It's right.
We've got a new dome coming that's going to create jobs.
Right.
And I think we've got some more manufacturing going on with the auto industry. And I hear that the Walmart and the Home Depots are going to be expanding because we're building houses here.
Well, and the thing is that people believe that the state of Georgia,
yes,
is a good place
to come to.
And there are a lot of folks out there who want to try not only to be helped, but they want to try to help themselves.
Right.
And there's a lot, people like Dr. Dorsey strongly encourages people to try to help themselves.
Right.
Not just rely on others, but be a part of making the
mm-hmm.
difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think this Blog Talk is a critical kind of program, because
yes,
we got to somehow get the word out to you in terms of how it functions. Is that right, Dr. Dorsey?
That's right. And you know, Dr. Walker, this show is airing live right now, but for those who have missed it, they can find the replay of the show on our website.
Absolutely.
And that's a good tool, so that the discussion that you so vitally bring whenever you're on this channel, it really can be played over and over.
Right.
Until
right.
we get, sometimes the message might be needing to be heard more than once.
Yes, and I was just fascinated yesterday, Dr. Dorsey,
uh-huh,
in what you and others put together.
Yes, sir.
From a statewide perspective.
That's right. That's right.
And
I
saw the number of people who are elected officials.
Right.
In the state of Georgia, along with young people that are now working with them.
Right.
As persons learning to be persons that can help others.
Right.
And it was amazing that you not only had individuals who are elected officials in the state of Georgia, but you had persons who are part of the organization,
yes,
that encompasses the entire state of Georgia in terms of its association.
Right.
And I was just fascinated by the young people that kept coming into the door saying that I'm helping.
Right.
I'm helping make a difference in my state.
And they're being energized to possibly get into this type of work, I'm finding.
I believe they will.
Yeah.
I think they are so fascinated by what they see.
Yes.
And what they do. For example, times like yesterday, I was fascinated.
Uh-huh.
As long as I've been around.
Well, I think you like the youth, because they're going to follow in our footsteps. And we do have to groom them, Doc.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And not only that, it inspires them to be sure that we reach out to them, because
yes,
we want to be sure that we share whatever we know.
Right.
And we help them do whatever we can do.
Yes, we do
have
to.
We think that we cannot continue from a standpoint of forever,
yes,
to do it ourselves. It
right.
means we got to pass the mantle. And I was just fascinated by the young folks that came through the group just yesterday of Community Action Agency people from around the state of Georgia,
uh-huh,
who said, I'm part of it.
Well.
And it's amazing.
Well, so now that means that we have to talk about some of the issues that affect the people that we serve, Dr.
Sure,
Walker.
Sure.
You know, Dr. Walker has been involved in community action for a much longer time than I have, probably twice as long.
Yeah, about 60 years.
And so, see, that means that we're talking to a seasoned human being who understands the flow of need for that long a time.
Right.
And to me, Dr. Walker, even though the faces have changed, the needs kind of remain the same, and it tells me a lot about what's going on in America.
Yes.
People
yes.
are not making enough money who even work.
Right.
To make it in this society. Was that true back when you got involved?
Oh, it's always been true. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons Community Action was started, was launched, is because there was need that was not being met. And they said, we somehow have got to forge some relationships between those that are elected and those who have needs.
And so those who voted for them.
And those who put them
into
office.
That's the part that gets me. You know, Dr. Walker, let's bring it down home a little bit more. We're in the winter month.
Right, right.
And a lot of folk can't pay their heating bill.
Right.
Now, we have a special program.
Called LIHEAP, isn't it?
That's right.
All right. Well.
And, but still, after we help them, the bills are so high.
Right.
There's still a balance.
Yes, yes.
And the minimum wage is becoming an issue in the state of Georgia because the minimum wage in Georgia is something just a little over $5 an hour.
Absolutely.
And
not
the
much.
National minimum wage is $7.50.
Right.
But we find that if you just want to live comfortably in a city like Atlanta, you have to make, if there's a family of two, somewhere around $45,000 or a little more.
Right.
Well, minimum wage doesn't come up to that.
No, it doesn't.
Not if you even work overtime sometimes, it won't come up to that.
Well, I tell you, I just believe that there's need there.
Right.
And if we can somehow mobilize individuals who can help us meet those needs, that could just, in no way, that the Fulton Atlanta Community Action Agency or the other agencies on the state of Georgia can alone meet all of the needs that are there.
But we're wanting to take this into some of the advocacy that people can do for themselves.
Right.
Don't you think that it would be good if people spoke up to their legislators about this minimum wage?
No doubt about it.
I mean, it seems to be the cry of the people. I don't make enough. I work 40 hours and I put in overtime and it's still not enough to pay the rent, the utilities, the car note, the gas in the car, nor the insurance. All right. Feed my children.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Dorsey, that's not something new. It goes back to 1964 when our nation, the United States of America, decided in 1964 that they needed to have something called the Economic Opportunity Act.
That's right.
So that people not only could help themselves.
Right.
But they could maybe even go to the point of helping others.
Right, right.
And that's what Community Action has been for a long time.
Right.
I've seen Community Action people rise above having the needs and go back and help others who had needs. And that's key. And we've got to continue to encourage people to reach the point where not only can they help themselves out of poverty, but they can help others out of poverty.
That is so true.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I think that that's a good point now. Dr. Walker, we are also, when we met as the Community Action Agency, dealt with some more things that are issues in the community.
Right.
Some of those things had a lot to do with the voting season that we are approaching.
Right.
And some of the problems that we are facing in Georgia has to do with the school system.
Right.
And the, what do they call them, opportunity school districts.
Yes.
And how public education is under attack all over the nation, not just here in Georgia.
Yes.
And I don't know if parents of children in schools really know. Would you speak about the personal responsibility that people have to be involved in the community and to vote?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Without those individuals being engaged in a process where they can help themselves, it's very little that organizations like ACCA can do if they are not willing to help themselves.
That's
got to be part of it.
That's right.
And I would urge individuals to try to be a little better to yourself.
Yes.
And then you can help others.
Yes.
That's a key kind of thing. I was just fascinated yesterday with some of the folks that are part of your board of directors, and I'm talking about individuals that are elected officials,
yes,
individuals that are with the Board of Education,
uh-huh,
and other individuals,
yes,
that want to be a part of FACA.
Uh-huh.
And I just urge you, Dr. Dorsey, to continue providing the leadership and the encouragement to reach out and let others help us help themselves.
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
Well, now, audience, you have heard Dr. William Sonny Walker, who is one of the pioneers of the community action movement, long-time involvement, and he welcomed me into the fold, and we've been working together for a good time.
Good while. Yeah.
And we want to sound the horn that the community is only as strong as the people who live in it, that we have to encourage people, particularly the ones that need the service,
amen,
to get involved with their community.
Yes.
If they are not involved by voting, attending community meetings, local council meetings, and speaking up on the issues, there's no way that anything will change.
That's right, unless you can help people help themselves.
Help themselves, and that's the biggest part.
There you go.
Now, but when we help people, we're only putting a Band-Aid on the situation.
Right.
But when they help themselves, there goes the cure.
That's right.
So,
and it stays with them.
It stays with them.
All right.
So everybody, now listen, we have a website, and you can certainly interact and find out if there are some program needs that will supply your needs. That website is www.faca.org. Now, FACA is spelled out F as in Frank, A as in Apple, C as in Cat, and Apple, FACA.
FACA.
Fulton Atlanta Community Action Authority. I am Joyce Dorsey, and you are?
Sonny Walker, William Sonny Walker.
William Sonny Walker, and we have done a duo today.
Right.
And we want to thank you all for listening and ask you to be involved. If you are local, stay in touch with Atlanta, Fulton Atlanta Community Action Authority. We need volunteers to help us with youth. We need people to serve on our board. We need people to speak up, just generally speak up for folk who are struggling. And we want to end things like homelessness and hunger. But we need your help.
Absolutely. To help us, to help others, help themselves. That's what it's all about.
Thank you. Thank you. And Dr. Walker, I appreciate your participation.
Thank you.
As
Enjoy
ever.
It.
Have a great day.